Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome once again to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, the world-famous global influencer, Joey Franchise, is in the building. How you doing, sir?
Back.
You're back,
good,
yes.
Man.
How was your vacation in Puerto Rico?
Oh, Puerto Rico was very wepa. Had a great time. Good, quality time with my lady,
yeah,
with some homies,
nice,
and recharged, ready to go.
All right, that's what I like to hear, man. Well, we're going to catch up. I'm not going to catch you up, man. Last week, we were talking about a bunch of things with Tarek, and he was on vacation as well. You know, Michael B. Jordan is possibly going to get cast as the DC universe, movie universe, Green Lantern. How you feel about that, if that happens?
I think he deserves it. I think he needs another shot. I think what we saw from Killmonger, mm-hmm, his performance in that role, where he's kind of like the anti-hero.
Right.
A villain mostly, especially in the comics.
Right.
But just his portrayal of Killmonger was epic, and I kind of want to see more of him, in another, I mean, obviously probably not in the Marvel universe because it's,
right,
it's its own world. And continues to build, but definitely in DC, I think he's got a shot where I can, we get a good look at him as a character that can, we can see, in the near future for years to come.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I hope that happens. They also talk.
He deserves it, man. He's a great actor.
Oh, though, man, he's a really great actor. There's also rumors about possibly Taskmaster will be a opponents in upcoming Daredevil, but I meant Deadpool. The upcoming Deadpool,
really?
3, that Taskmaster and Deadpool will have this weird relationship going on.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah. So we haven't even got the intro to Taskmaster yet, because we haven't even got to see Black Widow yet. We're not going to see that till next year, and for obvious reasons, because of COVID and all that good stuff. But we're really getting ahead of ourselves here with all these rumors. So, there's some comic book lore. They kind of square off, right?
I haven't read any. I would assume so, because he's a mercenary.
Yeah.
And with Black Widow and their team and the Red Room and stuff like that, I could see how those worlds can probably collide.
Right.
I've never read the comics or read issues where them two faced off, but it would be an interesting twist to incorporate like Thunderbolts, or some of the guys from Thunderbolts to kind of go after Deadpool.
Right.
I see he could probably be just this mercenary who's just like, that maybe Thunderbolt Ross, he's on his radar and, he's doing all these like hits and, they know about his abilities and they're just trying to try to take some of his abilities away so that way they can experiment on it. Cause Thunderbolt Ross, he has access to all those, Weapon X type of, things and stuff that, Deadpool was created by, from the first film. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I mean, that'd be interesting. It'd be dope. A nice introduction, introduction or prolonging the storyline for how Thunderbolts will play out in the MCU. You're collabing with Ryan Reynolds, who's arguably, that guy.
Right.
He's going to be the guy now for Marvel, as he rumored to have signed that big ass contract. So
yeah. Right. That was other big news that also hit as well. That's why that kind of rumor kind of filtrated on, of course, Mikey Sutton is the source for all these rumors, ladies and gentlemen. Go check out his website, geekositymag.com. He's pretty much the 80% of the content of this show. Because, he's breaking,
I say, he's always with the breaking news, and always has these breaking rumors, he's the Woj of the comic world, and
yeah,
Adrian Wojnarowski is like the breaking news guy for anything basketball related. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Mikey Sutton does his thing.
We're gonna get him on the show, man. We're gonna have him on the show.
I'm excited because I have all these, to combine like our little theories that we come up pieces with his rumors. I wonder,
right,
if he can help get those in the right hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Let's see. We're gonna get him on the show, though. I got a nice conversation going on with him online. So. We're gonna make it happen soon. But something that they're trying to make happen in the MCU as well. You know, Kevin Feige is always trying. I think he's trying to. You know, they recently named all the Fox movies as legends now. Marvel Legends, the Fantastic Four, and you know, all that stuff. It now has the official title now as Marvel Legends lore. So Kevin Feige's looking at possibly trying to get back Hugh Jackman come do a little one-on role as Wolverine. How you feel about that? But I think it's probably going to be like a huge, like a Wolverine from another universe or something like that. Not the Logan one, not the one that we said bye to. But you know, maybe as an Easter egg, or maybe as a walk-on, you know, as a little or some flowers, you know, to get his flowers for a little walk-on, you know. What do you say? Depends how it's done, right?
If it's gonna get done, it needs to get done in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I think
that's the only way I'll accept it.
Yeah, I think that's the way it has to go down. If you're watching this, shouts out to everyone watching this live on Checkpoint XP. We're live on Twitch right now. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here. This is Geek Culture Congress. We do this live every Monday afternoon, 6 p.m. You got something you want to chime in, talk to us, post up in the comments. We up in here. I'm up in here. Ask away. Yes. So, you know, you want to chime in, and I'm going back and forth in between looking at Joey and talking to him and looking to you guys, seeing if you guys want to comment about anything that we're talking about here on the live
show. Be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, be a part of the conversation, man. That's what this Congress is all about. Another thing that the internet's been big on is that apparently Jamie Foxx, what's the word I'm looking for? He made it official that he's going to be part of Spider-Man 3, returning as Electro. And he posted a kind of almost a spoiler image that he had all three Spider-Mans looking at him, and then it magically went away really quick. So what can we take away from that, Joy franchise? Tarek said, you know, if it's going to be the blue Electro, it's going to be a hard L. You know what I mean? So I don't think Kevin Feige is going to go out like that.
I agree. Yeah, the Marvel snipers was out when they saw that.
yes, they were.
I was hyped when he got the role the first time around. Mm-hmm. So to see him, I just think he was just poorly written in the script.
Fair enough.
They kind of gave him this. I got the vibe from Jim Carrey's Riddler from Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like whoever wrote him in this movie wrote him as if he was Jim Carrey's Riddler character from Batman Forever, because it was identical. The obsession.
It was comical. It was a little comical.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess maybe they were trying to take advantage of his comedian chops, you know?
That too, yeah. And I think that because Jamie Foxx has so much range.
Right.
And he can be very comical, and you already know you're in a comic book movie. You know, Spider-Man's a sarcastic character. You know, kind of combining that with Jamie Foxx's personality, I saw how they try to fit, you know, the relationship or the, you know, the how do you say the word? Just the chemistry between Spider-Man and Electro. They try to make it make sense for Jamie Foxx's character, you know, in the Spider-Man movie. But
I'm
excited that he gets to try this again.
Yeah.
Whether this is going to be a part of a multiverse kind of situation, or it's just going to be its own thing, where he's going to probably have a J.K. Simmons situation where, you know, he just comes back and he's just J. Jonah Jameson, and we're just going to forget about all the other Spider-Man movies that he was in before that.
Right.
But they do need to change the suit. I do agree with Tarek, but the blue suit didn't do justice. I understand they were going for the more modern version of Electro that last time, but got to give him the suit green and make him, you know, his aura or whatever yellow, you know. So that's where I stand with it.
Let's see where it goes, man. I'm excited, man. Live version Spider-Verse possibly in the works because of that. You know, I think that, you know, they're going that route. You know what I mean, with introducing these actors reprising the roles but a different take on them. You know what I mean. That's what the big rumor is right now. That especially that. That spoiler pick that Jamie put up and then took it down, you know? So yeah. Apparently they're in talks right now. Tom Holland and the other Spider-Man, the other Spider-Man actors are in talks right now to make it happen. I guess it officially hasn't been inked yet, but you know, I think that might be a thing, man. Are you excited for a live Spider-Verse? Getting back the original two Spider-Man actors together with Tom Holland and some crazy adventure. You down for that?
At first, I wasn't. And then I see Jamie Foxx making it official that he's going to come back as Electro. Then I'm starting to see how Doctor Strange is going to get dragged into this whole thing some way, somehow as well. And now I'm feeling like, all right, well, you know what? If it's going to be done correct and it makes sense, I get it. You give Toby his roses. You give Andrew Garfield his roses.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire. I think it all ties in with Multiverse of Madness. I think that's going to be the most important film between that and WandaVision.
Oh, absolutely.
The most important series and film in the MCU for Phase 4 going into Phase 5.
Yeah, so we're getting that WandaVision soon. So
yeah, December. Yeah. I heard it's December. Yep. Don't quote me. December, I think 20.
I don't know. I gotta look it up. We have the trailer. That's all we got. And we watched it all together here. I think they're going to go the Sinister Six route, man. I think that's really the because they really what recently hit the webs is that Mysterio is going to return in some form, in the Spider-Man movie, maybe in Spider-Man 3 at least. So you know, who knows what that's going to look like? Maybe it's be a Mysterio from a different universe. Who knows? You know what I mean? Maybe that's the one who dropped the video and said, I'm going to mess up Spider-Man with this video. He killed the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Or the other Mysterio from this universe died. I'm going to mess him up now, dropping this video. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and that'd be cool if they're going the Sinister Six route.
Yeah.
I think that's just going to segue into a lot of Spider-Man, you know, universe characters coming into play.
Right.
And you're going to really see this Sony-Disney deal, you know, really,
They're going to hold hands.
Come into fruition. Yeah, because, I think Venom and all that stuff's going to cross in as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're just laying the foundation right now.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome time, man. I'm excited for what's going to happen. And I hope, all the movie theaters survive all this time that they're going to shut down. And, you know, then we can come back to normal, hopefully. Because this really sucks, man. But something that was also cool is a casting, official casting for Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan. She's getting her own Disney Plus TV show. And they casted Iman Vellani. And she is Canadian, I believe. And, of course, Muslim as well. And she'll be reprising Kamala Khan, live action Ms. Marvel Disney Plus show. I don't have any information or anything that she's been in. So I guess she's apparently a new actress, on the scene at least, maybe. And, Marvel likes to get them fresh talent, you know?
Yeah.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's a good look. I think I was never really a big Miss Marvel fan. I always thought her powers, all due respect, was like kind of quirky.
Yeah.
But after playing the Avengers video game and seeing how they wrote her in and her story and things like that.
Right.
I think if Marvel introduced it similar to how the game was, I mean, it was kind of quirky in a way. I think her character in the game was a little kind of, like a little kid who was super excited, to see Avengers and be a part of the Avengers. Maybe it was a little bit too much, in a sense, I felt. But if they introduce her the way she was written to be introduced to the Avengers, if Marvel goes that route,
right?
They follow the video game verse version. I think that'll be pretty cool because I liked how it fit in and how she got her powers and things like that.
Did you see the new trailer, Jackie Chan, Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that's going to be coming out soon Man in the Iron Mask, I believe, or is it just called Iron Mask? I don't know. One of those.
Yeah, something like that.
Did you check it out?
I skimmed past it. I wasn't really.
Check it out, man. We played. I don't want to play it again live on the show, but we ran it because of when we were live on the show is when the alerts came on and we were like, oh, Tarek, you know what? Let's run this. Let's run this live on the show right now. So we got our first look at it. It's kind of like, I don't know if you remember that old movie, The Man in the Iron Mask. It's kind of like a different take on that.
You know what, man? I haven't really been intrigued by any Arnold Schwarzenegger movie since.
He's definitely taken a back seat, you know, as far as he's just playing a, a different kind of character, and Jackie Chan definitely is the protagonist. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's interesting.
I like Jackie Chan a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's movie might be a little reach. Adding, it just sounds awkward, like rolling off the tongue. Jackie Chan and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sold yet. I gotta check. I'll check out the trailer.
Definitely check out the trailer and let me know what you think about changes. It. Yeah. It was interesting. The trailer was interesting. And I invite everyone watching the show to go check it out. Of course, if you're watching the live show on Twitch, please comment. Let us know what you think and how you feeling about all the stuff that's going on, all the rumors and everything that's happening in the DC and the Marvel movie universes, and anything you want to talk about as far as geekdom and fandom, man. Did you finish The Boys yet?
Oh, man. That's such a great series, man. Yeah, great season.
Don't tell me nothing, because I'm way behind. I've been working too much, so I'm,
damn, man.
I'm way behind.
You're doing yourself a disservice.
I know. Right? No, as a matter of fact, tonight is the catch-up. Tonight is the catch-up on everything. We're going to go all the way to the end. And I've already been seeing people's comments. It's like, it's just insane the way it ended. But let's see. So let's see what of course, if you enjoyed it, please don't spoil it for me. Feel free to comment there. And if you're listening to the podcast, give us a rating, man. Give us a 5-star, hopefully, if you like us.
5 stars. Uber.
Yeah, help us get some more listeners to the podcast if you're listening to the audio version of this. What's been breaking on the news on the webs right now is Doctor Strange in Spider-Man 3. That's an official casting for Benedict. Yeah, I believe that's his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch. He is officially on the cast of Spider-Man 3. So, and the source is THR, not just the Geekosity page that I have up here. And that's official, man. That's happening. How you feel about that? Think you're definitely going to have that introduction to Spider-Verse and weirdness is about to happen?
Here's the cool thing about it. It's like, I like what Marvel did with it too, from Far From Home, where they, you know, even though Mysterio didn't know what the hell he was talking about and it was just a made-up story about the multiverse.
Right.
But the fact that, you know, Peter is aware, like, of a multiverse and, you know so much about the idea of it, or you know, or maybe that it even exists, but just never really kind of pieced it together. Because you see the excitement in his eyes when Mysterio breaks it down. So adding Doctor Strange, you know, coming off of, you know, Multiverse of Madness, this is a great introduction into Spider-Verse. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got Sam Raimi, who did the first three Spider-Man movies. Funny how he even hinted in Spider-Man 2 of Doctor Strange, like little Easter eggs.
Yeah,
that.
Little things like that, yeah.
It just, and then, you know, then you talk this Jamie Foxx Electro, you know, reprising his role. Right. I mean, this is just the big setup right now. They just haven't labeled it the Spider-Verse, but we're going to get that. And I think we will see. I think this third Spider-Man movie might have all three Spider-Men in it.
You think so? I don't know. I think it might be too much. Too much for everybody.
It might be too much. But just like, there's no way. Like, how do you explain Electro coming in, reprising his role? Now, you know, it's in the air whether it's a whole new role and just Jamie Foxx is taking another crack at it.
Right.
Or it's going to be actual, like, he came from a different universe, because you know he just disappears in the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, that's true.
He just disappears. So mm-hmm. who knows where the hell he went? And that could be an introduction as to like he just shows up somewhere, you know, somewhere he found like a glitch in the Matrix somewhere as he was like, you know, beamed, like he was burnt out.
Yeah.
Instead of like dying, he just was zapped into like a whole nother, you know, universe, because that was a hell of a lot of electricity they were messing around with on that island. But yeah, I mean, Doctor Strange being in this Spider-Man 3 like just solidifies the fact that they are going Spider-Verse, and I predict and I have a feeling that Toby and Andrew Garfield will, if not be in Spider-Man 3,
mm-hmm.
appear in multiverse.
Definitely. Definitely. Talking about more about Spider-Man, most of the show is going to be about Spider-Man, ladies and gentlemen. Cause,
which is good. I'm cool with that. Spider-Man, yeah, you know, that's my lane.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking at, definitely we're going to talk about that, which is the Green Lantern stuff. I'm trying to get all my windows here working right. It's like the Geekosity page has its own mind. That, like, I click on something and then it goes to something else. So it doesn't even give you a chance to stay on it.
That's funny.
Yeah. What I want to talk about is quite possibly Ned Leeds, which is played by Jacob Batalon, that he might be a future Spider-Man villain. That's what Mikey Swen is talking about here on his website. And remember that Ned Leeds in the comic books, he becomes the Green Goblin. So
Hobgoblin.
Yeah, or Hobgoblin, should I say. So, you know, it would be, you know, kind of, you know, Spider-Man-y, you know, your best friend betrays you. You know what I mean? He's definitely set up, you know, he's not the Harry Osborn, you know, he's kind of set up as the Harry Osborn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, as far as this Spider-Man. So, I'm excited, and I'm trying to pull that article up, and this the website is not cooperating at all.
Well, I know Jacob Batalon. He really wants to become Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's gone on the record actually saying that. That's according to ScreenGeek.net. So I think it's dope because you know you grow up with these guys throughout these, you know, soon to be three movies. And you see their friendship and how close they are.
Exactly.
I mean, to see it just be ripped apart, I mean, that's a it's almost like that feeling you got when you watched Civil War
mm-hmm.
between Iron Man and Captain America. Like, man, like you're really torn between the two, but you get Cap defending his boy, but you also see Tony's side of it where his boy, where Winter Soldier was hypnotized
yeah.
and controlled. And to assassinate, you know, Tony's parents. So it's like you got this tough situation you're in, and it's like you know, God, you know, hopefully that we see this on screen between Ned Leeds and Peter, where they go up against each other. Because man, like it'll really tear you apart, and you kind of need that. You know what I'm saying? Because it just has that oh shit factor to it,
mm-hmm.
where, mm-hmm. You know, it's like any rivalry or friendship.
I'm actually
look
sharing.
At he's even losing the weight.
Yeah, he's losing the weight. So I, you know, that's why the Mikey Sutton really thinks it's happening because he took this really big weight cut and they're supposed to be entering photography already. You know what I mean? So you know what does crazy. That say? You know what I mean? I think I think it's happening. You know what I mean?
That tells me yeah. I need to hit the gym a little harder. It's crazy.
So I really think that's happening, which is dope. What also might be happening is actually the future of the MCU might actually be going towards the Secret Wars storyline. Now, I know you might not be too familiar with Secret Wars, Joey, but just in a nutshell, the Secret Wars is pretty much the superpower characters, the Beyonder, which even he's even able to defeat Galactus with ease. That's how powerful the Beyonder is. Okay. And this is how they destroyed the Ultimate Universe, and they were able to include the Miles Morales character in the current MCU in the comic books. They did originally a first Secret Wars, which was back in the 90s or 80s. I want to say it was in the 80s, and, or late 80s, definitely. And that's where Spider-Man got his black suit that, of course, we know becomes Venom. And we also got, let's see, what I want to find the article here first before I keep going here. But pretty much in a nutshell, it's world universe altering, because even in the battle world in the recent Secret Wars, the one that they came out recently, in the battle world, Dr. Doom gets the Beyonder's powers, and he separates the universe, the multiverse, into certain worlds. He makes like a world where it's all symbiotes. He makes a world where, I mean, it's just a lot of stuff that can happen. You know what I mean? Lots of stuff that he makes a Hulk world where Hulk is king. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of stuff, bunch of different things. So I know you don't know too much of the source material, but I'll let you comment on it anyway. How you feel about that? Secret Wars, they do it their way. MCU.
If it's executed right, I mean, I was more hoping for a like the Skrull invasion.
I think they're gonna do that as well. They're gonna do that, definitely. I believe that's happening.
Also, I wouldn't mind seeing X-Men. Secret Wars was X-Men versus Avengers, correct?
Yeah. It was a lot of that too. A lot of like distrust, because you know there still was that you know mutant distrust. You know what I mean? And like, why are we here with y'all? And they kind of like in the original Secret Wars, they split up. Like the mutants went one way, and the regular heroes went another way. You know what I mean? Like they weren't unified. You know what I'm saying? So there's a bunch of things that they could play on with that with the Secret Wars. You know, it wasn't the greatest written story. The second Secret Wars was a lot better because it was a little bit more modern. You know, and they gave some flowers to the original Secret Wars, you know, that was written. I got the graphic novel. Just to let you borrow it. I have a graphic novel which gives you the highlights of the 80s Secret Wars. That's important. Just the important story arcs that's relevant to the new Secret Wars the recent Secret Wars that had come out. I should let you. I should lend those to you, but I recommend them to anyone who's got that Marvel Ultimate subscription. There, go check them out.
Yeah, I mean, what's cool is that could be an awesome way to introduce the mutants and feeling like the Avengers don't really know what they're all about.
Right.
You know, you got all these, you know, mutants, you know, who just have all these powers. You can include the multiple snaps as being the, you know, the culprit into everyone, all the mutants having their powers and this Avengers not understanding them. And you got your bad. I think that's where you get your you know, the Brotherhood of Mutants, where you got Magneto and all these guys,
right,
you know, that are abusing their power. But there's, you know, Professor X and them who are trying to, you know, once again, like as in all the movies and TV shows, trying to prove to the government and the world that they're good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are some good.
I don't know. We'll see. So, we'll see what Kevin Feige has in store with all that. Grumble Booth says that he thinks it creeps too much into the Spider-Verse going the Secret Wars route. But what if we're going to get the Spider-Verse first, maybe, before we see anything that's even remotely close to a Secret Wars. You know what I mean?
This is why I say, like, WandaVision is super important.
Right.
Because, you know, in the House of M comics, she, you know, creates mutants. And she's creating this universe in her show.
Right.
That's going to be on Disney Plus at the end of by December. And, you know, we got a nice glimpse of what could be, you know, going on. Like, she brings Vision back to life in some form in her reality. What else is she building in there?
That's true.
Who knows if we're going to get, both. between Secret Wars and getting mutants through WandaVision, and then you're getting Spider-Verse through, you know, Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness and Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, that's quite possible. I mean, one of the big rumors is that Marvel is trying to get Robert Downey Jr. to come back again because he will be an Iron Man, or should I say an Iron Man from another universe, so they could do their Illuminati story arc. So I mean, the pieces are separated, you know what I mean, and they're not quite haven't connected yet because we don't know how they're gonna connect, you know what I mean. But we're definitely getting some infiltrations of what the plans are. I don't know if the Robert Downey Jr. thing is gonna happen or not, you know, of course, but I'm sure that's not cheap.
Oh yeah, it's definitely not cheap, yeah, not even for a minute of screen time.
Yeah, and nobody's making money in this COVID time, so
you gotta zoom him into the movie.
Yeah, but are you okay with that? Iron Man from a different universe, maybe a meaner one, maybe a different take.
I'm not for it. If anything, I'm all about.
Or maybe he's getting his flowers, you know.
I mean, we got his flowers already. He got his flowers in Endgame.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think we need to really dive down the Robert Downey lane again. I think he's better off being a voice in maybe Peter's ear or his suit.
Right.
You know, other than that, like, I don't think we need any more of an Iron Man type of thing. I don't know if they're going to use the kid from Iron Man 3, who we did see in Avengers Endgame. At the end, I wonder if he'll be Iron Lad. But I'm more about... I like the Iron Heart character. So if they're going to do anything Iron Man, I would be all in for Iron Heart.
Right.
Maybe making Shuri Iron Heart. Close to what the character in the comics, the latest ones, her nickname is Riri.
Mm-hmm.
So Shuri, Riri... make her an Iron Heart. That'd be awesome. I don't think we don't need to go down that Robert Downey road anymore. I think he's solidified. He's made his point. He's made his case. He is Iron Man, and I don't think we'll see another one for a very, 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 very long time.
I don't know. We'll see, man. All I know is that that Disney does things with a plan. You know what I mean? Or at least Kevin Feige does. You know, it's a roadmap, you know? So let's see. Let's take it. Let's start from... we were supposed to start from Black Widow, but I guess we're going to start from WandaVision. So let's see what direction we're going. You know what I mean?
Right. And, yeah. I really wish we were getting that Black Widow movie, but it's going to be interesting to see how they're rearranging some of this stuff in the timeline. But, you know, I trust Marvel and Disney and what they got going on. They haven't let anybody down yet, so
They've taken some L's, as Tarek likes to let me know sometimes, that they've had some lackluster stuff.
I mean, Thor the Dark World. maybe Avengers 2 Age of Ultron.
I like that movie for all
I do too. I didn't say anything wrong with it. I think and even with Thor the Dark World, I didn't think nothing was crazy about it. I wasn't a fan of the elves,
right?
But I mean, if you're going to pull the card for a bad movie, I mean, I guess that's the one you take.
All the stuff that's not MCU related, as far as like the Fox properties and stuff like that, that they inherited now, they are rebranding them as Legacy, Marvel Legacy.
Legacy.
Yeah, so that's a new
except thing. For them, there ain't nothing Legacy about them terrible Fantastic Four movies.
Well, I know that. Apparently, that's a Legacy movie, too. A legacy of doing a bad Fantastic Four movie. Tarek said he enjoyed it. Like, he rewatched it, and he said, you know, it's not that bad of a watch. That's what he said.
Which one?
The Michael B. Jordan one.
It wasn't bad. It was just executed poorly.
Mm.
Like, I liked the introduction of how they got their powers. They went to a different, like, universe within their universe.
Like an Eagles
got their
game,
powers
right?
That way. Yeah, like I thought the concept,
or like a Cowboys game.
Yeah, I like the concept of what they were trying to do with that new Fantastic Four movie. Mm-hmm. It's just, like I said, and it ended so abruptly. You didn't even get to understand they didn't really, you didn't really get to see them like really understand their powers. They just kind of fast forward a year from them having their powers.
Right.
It was just poorly executed. Like, you, there was so much build up to them getting their powers, and then you literally saw like 10 minutes of them actually fighting.
Yeah, I don't
know. And doing stuff.
I haven't brought myself to watch it yet, so I guess one day.
I did, and I fell asleep.
Oh, well, there you go. That answers my question.
You might as well just fast forward the movie.
Fast forward to the action?
The last 25 minutes, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. The Green Lantern Show, that's going to be an HBO Plus. What do they call themselves now? HBO Max? Sorry, I'm confused with all these names. Green Lantern Show is going to have the Green Lanterns that they apparently are going to have, according to Mikey Sutton. Thank you for sharing this with us. Simon Baz, they're going to have the Guy Gardner. They're going to have Jessica Cruz, Kilowog, even Alan Scott will be in the movie. And also Sinestro, I guess, won't, because he's originally a Green Lantern. So maybe they'll have him in the beginning, I guess. I don't know. I guess they got this different take. You know, as like I said, I think they're going to go like the CW route. You know, that feel. You know what I mean?
They should. I mean, it's a bigger. I think with HBO Max, it's a bigger budget.
Yeah.
The effects won't look cheesy. So yeah, it should be. You know, and you'll have maybe 8 to 10 episodes.
Right.
To really get your point across and where this Green Lantern core will fit in the DCEU.
Let's see how they do, man. Oh, but talking about seeing how things do, I want to show everyone. The first look at Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
Oh yeah, I did see this.
So
yeah.
let me reboot myself here.
Or Selena Kyle.
Selena Kyle, should I say?
Yeah.
Let's hit the video here. Actually, that's not what I want to do. Website. And thank you so much for tuning in to the live show, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to comment on everything that we're talking about here, feel free to comment there on the Twitch show so we could talk about it some more. Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman. Got our first take, and we're going to look at it right now. And I want to show it to you as well, Joey. But like I said,
They also showed Falcone
and
Penguin.
Yeah. There you go. First look. Zoe Kravitz, Catwoman.
That's it right there?
Yes, it.
That's the cartoon. No, well, there's
there's another one, too. Like... There's another one right here. Sorry. There is an official one. There you go. Do you see it?
Yeah.
She's in the trench coat.
Going down the steps. Nice little O'Day right there with the boots to Michelle Pfeiffer's.
Mm-hmm. I see. You saw that, right?
All right.
Yeah.
That's
some flowers right there, right? we'll see. I think it's going to be a good movie, man. I have faith. I have faith in that movie.
I do too.
It's going to be a different. You know, it's going to be some Batman noir. You know, Batman has a little noir. You know, like a mystery novel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Noir. Yeah.
You know, intrigue. You know. A detective intrigue and stuff like that. You know, he has that a lot in his stories. And I don't think that's translated very well to any of these movies. And I think it's really going to shine as far as, what they're trying to do with this movie. I think they're really going to hit it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, they're going to hit it out the park. Yeah. I like the tone. I really like... You know, their modern take on how Riddler is going to look and be about. It kind of has this kind of, you know, a B-side to Joker feel.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see what Matt Reeves does and Robert Pattinson's portrayal of Batman.
Yeah.
And I've liked Matt Reeves before.
Oh, I lost you there.
I'm here now. Oh, okay. I was a big fan of the Planet of the Apes take.
Yeah,
I thought it was awesome. Yeah, I loved the first
good,
though that trilogy was awesome.
Yeah,
so I think he's gonna do his thing.
All right, let's see something that's doing his thing. This is a Witches trailer, a brand new movie with I forget his name now, but I'm gonna play it anyway.
Anne Hathaway's in it.
Yeah. So let's drop this trailer, man. I'm gonna make sure I put it on here on the chat thing here, so you can see it as well. All right. So enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Witches.
My story begins when I was a young boy.
You'll be comfy here in your mama's old room. I'd do anything for her to be here right now.
Grandma was a tough lady with a big heart. And little by little, she brought me out of my sadness.
Now, if you feel that you can't go on, darling,
I didn't know
it. I like that song.
I love that song. But there was a dark shadow looming nearby. Witches. They're real. And they hate children.
Welcome.
What would you do?
She's such a great actress, too. And when she's a bad, like, an antagonist.
All around, this hotel.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And halfway,
I would call the exterminator.
You see, girls? He would exterminate those brats.
Rats. We would exterminate the rats.
I feared this was happening.
Then here, that means a test is coming. Ladies, I have a plan. Vondro, the transform a child into a mouse.
Whoa! Why are we mouses?
Mice?
Whatever!
Grandma, it's me!
Is that you, boy? We'll never let you get away with your filthy, evil plot.
Who's gonna stop me?
Doesn't matter who you are or what you look like, so long as somebody loves you.
You wouldn't happen to be carrying around a mouse on your person, now would you?
A mouse?
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth would I be carrying around a mouse?
What do you think? What do you think, what do you think, Joey? Huh?
Ooh, excuse me. I like it.
Yeah.
I like Anne Hathaway, Octavia Spencer. I mean, you got two great actresses on a remake of a movie that came out back in like the early 90s.
Yeah.
I still want to see the original one. I know they have it on Netflix. I don't know if it's still there, but I want to watch the original one. But I'm all in for this. This is cool. I like it.
Yeah, I dig it. I think it's going to be a fun.
Perfect
time.
for the holiday too. You know, for Halloween season.
Yeah. Yeah, I was it streaming only movie theaters? I didn't even look.
I'm assuming that they were going to do movies. They were going to do the theater thing, but I think they're just going to drop it.
Yeah,
they're dropping it on HBO Max exclusively. Exclusive. So I'll be good. I'll have that.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good time, man. Well, thank you so much for hanging out on the show, man. What's going on with you, man? Where to let everyone know what had to catch up with you?
Oh yeah, follow me on the gram on Twitter at Joey Franchise. You know, every week right here, Monday through Friday, Wild 94.1.
Yes,
you can download the app. It's free. You can tune in. You know, also got another podcast going or show popping off called Joey's Couch.
Nice.
All that stuff is on my Instagram. All that information is on my Twitter. We talk about the gaming industry, video game, esports. So if you're into all that, obviously, you know, if you're checking in on Twitch and, you know, Checkpoint XP, and you want to dive into this and get a better understanding of the video game world and how esports, the business, the industry works. I talk to a lot of big, you know, big wigs in the industry.
Nice.
Who give a lot of really cool insights. So definitely tap in. Shout out to High Point Gamer as well. Like I said, get all that info on my gram. It's on the link should be in my bio at Joey Franchise, and I'm gonna go touch this radio out here in the Tampa area, but you know, also worldwide on that Wild 94.1 app. So tap in with me.
Excellent, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Of course, you can follow me as DJ Speedy JR. I'm on Eternal Life as a DJ, which, thank God, is coming back over here in Florida. And thank you so much for hanging out with us, man. Geek Culture Congress, like the page on Facebook. Three words, Geek Culture Congress. Instagram, follow us, Geek Culture Congress, all together, one word. follow Mr. Joy Franchise and also my friend Tarek. He'll be back next week, hopefully. And, of course, we'll be back with a live show here on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, thank you so much. Give us a review, please, a 5-star review, so we can get more listeners just like you. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Geek Culture Congress. This is Speedy Jr. signing off. On the live show, I'm going to do some Star Wars Squadrons, Joey, while you get ready for work, okay?
All right, bet that, man.
All right, my man. Thank you so much for hanging out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.